Folks, if you don't rise up against this pandemic right now and take your freedom back peacefully, you will never live free again. Because you notice they're already rolling out talk of, oh, there's going to be a new vaccine ready to address the new variant. You've heard that. I think, in fact, Johnson & Johnson put out some press about that just recently. Yeah, we're going to have a vaccine ready, they said, by the end of 2021. You know, for COVID-21 variant. Well, folks, do you think that's ever going to end? I mean, you think there's going to be a point where the vaccine companies say, oh, we've made enough money off vaccines now. And, you know, we've made enough money off the fear and the hysteria and the fake news media pushing mass hysteria and Fauci pushing, you know, quack science. Yeah, we've made enough money. So we'll stop talking about variants and vaccines. No, that's never going to happen. Never going to happen. If you sign up for a vaccine today or a vaccine passport today, you have just jumped on a train, basically a train to a concentration camp, a train that never ends, because they're going to come after you for another vaccine to update your passport. You know, you think, oh, you think you're going to win your freedom back with a passport? That passport's only going to be good for maybe 6 months, maybe a year. And then they're going to say, well, that's obsolete now. You got to have the new vax, you know, for the new variant, which is more dangerous. And why is it more dangerous? Because vaccinated people are shedding the dangerous variants. So the vaccines are creating the mutant strains. Why do you think Michigan is having another outbreak, even though it's highly vaccinated? Why do you think new strains are coming out of Brazil after the vaccines? What about India? Massive new deadly strain coming out of India following the vaccinations, because the vaccines turn people into variant strain generation factories. They turn your body into a machine, you know, a lab, basically, to churn out more variants and more strains. That's what's happening. And the more vaccines you take, the more assaults you have on your immune system, the more toxic ingredients are being put into your body, the higher your risk of having an mRNA defect, random event occur, or maybe all on purpose, that takes over potentially even your DNA through a process called reverse integration, beginning with reversing of the RNA, kind of a reverse transcription back into DNA, and then integration into your genome, altering your genetic code. That is a very real thing. In fact, I think I read about 40% of the human genome as it's known today was derived through that very process over the eons. So yeah, that happens. That's a big part of our genetic code right now. So I ask you the obvious question then. When do you want your freedom? Do you want to wait until you've had a dozen vaccines? And do you want to wait till you've had 5 more years of lockdowns, 5 more years of economic misery and forced masks and lies from the media? Or maybe you want 10 more years. You want a decade of suffering and pain. Or would you rather just be free now? Stand up now. Because they're never going to give you your freedom, you know, unless you demand it and take it back. They're never going to just give it to you voluntarily. They're never going to say, okay, we're done with the pandemic. No, they've had so much success with this one, they're going to roll out another one. Bill Gates is already talking about it. SPARS 2025. They've got plans for more bioweapons, more vaccines, more variants, more strains, the whole deal. They're going to take everybody down. Depopulation, economic servitude, vaccine passport tracking. They're going to make you suffer for as long as you're willing to put up with it. And frankly, there's a lot of people willing to put up with it for a long period of time. That's kind of shocking to me. How many people are okay with living under total tyranny and medical nonsense, forced vaccines that are killing their own family members, and then they tell themselves a lie? No, that person must have died from COVID, not the COVID vaccine. It was the vaccine, folks. The vaccine killed them. That's why they're dying right after the vaccine. You know, it's not a coincidence. You can't say the cause of death is a coincidence. They're dying right after the vaccine because the vaccine's killing them. And it's going to become more and more apparent. And just wait till the death wave happens, probably in the fall, when people start encountering influenza in the wild, oh, then it's going to get real interesting and real deadly. These vaccines, I think, are the new thalidomide. Yep, they've gone too far, too fast, it's too dangerous. And I even heard a theory recently that Trump was pushing Operation Warp Speed as a way to expose the danger of the vaccine industry, to force them to go too fast, to force them to be reckless. And I mean, it's just a theory. I don't know if it's true. And yeah, it involves some people dying, sadly. People who raise their hands and say, I want a vaccine. Those people, many of them are going to die. But if we don't expose the vaccine industry also, you could argue that many more people will die, maybe a billion people long term over many, many years or even decades from vaccine-induced deaths and side effects and even infertility and spontaneous abortions and all of that. So I don't know, maybe Trump pushed Operation Warp Speed to force vaccines into revealing how dangerous they really are. I guess we'll see soon. In the meantime, I encourage you to join the fight for humanity. Stand up, say no to masks, say no to social distancing nonsense. You know, join events where you can hug people and you can see their smiles and you can talk face to face. You know, I just came back from an event with 5,000 people nearly in Tulsa, Oklahoma. There wasn't a mask in the whole arena. And we were shaking hands and signing books and hugging and taking selfies, and people were talking right in my face because there was a lot of background music. I'm sure people were spraying my face with all their viruses. Guess what? I'm not dead. Still here. Not sick. Super healthy. I took my vitamin D. I took some chlorine dioxide. Doing great. Yeah, we're still here. We're not going anywhere either. We're going to fight for humanity. So join me in that fight. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. You can find my podcasts and videos at the Health Ranger Report channel on Brighteon.com. Join me on Brighteon.social, which is our little vertical social media group for natural news fans and anybody that believes in health freedom. And then check out my website, naturalnews.com, for more articles and commentary on all of this. Thank you for your support. Thank you for joining Team Humanity. With your help, we will fight this and we will win. We will save ourselves and save Western civilization from these bioweapons lunatics. Thanks for joining me.